Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 98 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. I am still in Minneapolis, still at the Student Voice Conference, and Sean Fahey and Carly Mora just got out of their presentation called Solid Gold, which probably to most of you may not make a whole lot of sense, but we're going to explain that here in a second, kind of like the Solid Gold lesson plan that you can use, so to speak. Their presentation was great. It was very well attended, and I thought, man, we need to gather a couple of the nuggets of wisdom from that and get them to all of you. So if you were just listening, you know that Sean is a fellow Indiana guy and is moving into a new e-coach role. And so now let me kick it over to Carly. Can you tell them real quick who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I am a teacher on special assignment in Concord, California, and I also teach computer science to kindergarten through fifth graders at Centerris Elementary School in Concord, California.
Wonderful. Yes. And so, and you guys have been using, you know what, before I go in that direction, can you guys tell them why your session was titled Solid Gold in the first place, very, very briefly, Sean?
So it happened last year at Flipgrid's live event. Carly, both and I, Flipgrid ambassadors, really kind of started creating and sharing different lesson ideas and things like that of how Flipgrid could be incorporated into classrooms. And Charlie, the founder, was just kind of really blown away. And he made a comment, something like, you know, Carly and Sean are just educators that put, you know, pants on every day, just like you and I, but then we just tweet out solid gold.
Yeah.
And so that kind of became an inside running joke. And, you know, you might see the hashtag solid gold out there every now and then on Twitter,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, it kind of became a running joke. And then we kind of brought it back here again this year. So,
yeah, I love that. And, the fact that you guys do have some of these solid gold, I'll just say it. I know you guys might not toot your own horn and say that, but some of these solid gold teaching ideas that you can provide teachers. And so I was wondering if you guys could maybe pull some of the, you know, some of the memorable things or some of the really useful things out of that session and, you know, just share them with the folks that are listening. What are some things you can do? Carly, do you want to start?
So we shared a bunch of tools today that you could use within the basic HyperDoc template, just with basic good teaching lesson design. One of the tips that we gave today was don't overwhelm your students with a lot of tools. Pick maybe like three really solid tools that you can go deep with in your lesson design and also your students can go deep with creating.
Mm-hmm.
Something that they can actually use, like for example, Google Drawings or Google Slides is something you could use in many different aspects of the lesson design, and you can go really deep with that in lots of different ways. I know you talk about Google Slides all the time,
right. Yeah.
And I think it's Casey that says it's a Swiss Army knife of
of
Google. So,
yeah.
You know, using something like that, a tool that you can use in a bunch of different ways, but pick a few and go deep with them.
Yeah, that is solid gold. That was really good. Yeah, Sean?
So maybe more of an application part of it, since we kind of explored how could we use Flipgrid. One thing that we did was we kind of used Flipgrid as a KWL chart.
Cool.
What you know, what you want to know, what you've learned. And so really to engage students right off the bat in a lesson is have them do the know portion by recording a Flipgrid video. And then as a collaborative, maybe replying to themselves or other students, then sharing what would they like to learn about. And then teachers take that as, you know, they've heard their voice and maybe start developing a lesson to kind of hit some of those avenues, but also aiming to where they need to go. And then kind of a final reflect part is go back to that learned portion, and then they're starting to share with themselves again, can reply to themselves or other classmates, and then, or maybe sharing a new topic of what they actually have learned from their lesson.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. I like that. Carly, do you have one more for us?
So one thing that we talked about today was that a lot of times you hear HyperDocs or you hear about digital lesson design and you think that it all has to be online. Every single tool you use has to be online. It all has to be on the computer.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be on the computer. You can say in the explain portions, close your Chromebooks, put down your iPads, come to the carpet with me and we'll go through this lesson together, or turn and talk to your partner, or use this paper and create a sketch note or something. It doesn't have to all be online. And I think that's something that when people hear HyperDocs, they hear about digital lesson designs, they think it all has to be online, and it doesn't have to be online.
You mean you can use paper? It's okay?
Yes. Sean and I say it's okay. It is actually solid gold to use paper.
Nice. Yes. Yes, that's right. I was in there when you said that. I thought that was brilliant. I mean, that's kind of the basis of the idea of blended learning. You know, blended learning is like that in-person, face-to-face, and using the technology and putting them together in good ways. That's great. Sean, you got one more for us?
Yeah. So I think really when it comes down to whatever the HyperDoc lesson design, you know, it's kind of like what Carly said, you know, it's good teaching always was going to trump the technology.
Yeah.
And so pick what portions of that HyperDoc lesson design is going to fit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shove anything in there that you think you have to have in there.
Yeah.
And be creative as a teacher. The HyperDoc girls say, I'm drawing a blank now all of a sudden, to design a lesson instead of assign a lesson, right? Be a designer instead of a signer. So let your inner creativity of an educator come out, and students are going to be engaged in those lessons in whatever you insert for the tools and activities that they do.
Ah, solid gold. Where, you know, that's what we set out to do. So can you guys share with us real quick where we can find you online?
So I am at Carly Mora on Twitter, and Sean.
How do you spell your last name?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Carly, KarlyMoura.
There you go. Very good.
And I am Sean Fahey. And so on Twitter, I'm Sean, SEAN, with the letter J, Fahey, FAHEY.
Awesome. All right. Yes.
And we actually just shared in our presentation that you can get all of our resources, all the things that we've collaborated on together at bit.ly/\
yes.
Sean and Carly, and it's all lowercase.
There you go. So bit.ly/Sean, which is SEAN, and Carly, KARLY. And this was like the richest, deepest resource with things that you can click on and dig into. And they did a fantastic job on that. So if you didn't get anything else out of this recording, at least you know that you can go to that. So thank you guys. This was awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.